with Nas. I've, you know, played against him in junior, played against him for many years now in the NHL, and you know what he's going to bring. And with Hubie and Weegs, they're coming off a great season in Florida, and I think they're hungry. They got a little taste of it in the playoffs the past couple of years, and we're ready to push for it.
Welcome back to the Big Show in the Morning, Sportsnet 960 The Fan. My name is Matt Rose. Co-host, guest hosting this week is Danny Austin. We are live at the Calgary Flames Celebrity Charity Golf Classic up at Country Hills Golf Country Club. We're getting set. Shotgun starts at 9 o'clock. We've got an hour until, and the celebrities and the players are starting to roll in. Behind us, we've got Elias Lindholm and Jacob Markstrom. And just sitting right across from us, the man who, are you Jacob Markstrom's boss? Is that the way that it goes? Jordan Sigalit, the head of goaltending with the Calgary Flames, joins us here as we're getting ready for the tournament. Welcome. I hope you had a great summer.
Nice to be back, and this is always a great event to kick off the season.
Brad Pascal coming over to say hi as well. Everyone's starting to roll in because breakfast is happening now, so you got to get that meal in before
the round.
We can
smell it. You can't eat it yet.
You sure can. There's lots to get into. This upcoming season, Jacob Markstrom, he did an interview with 32 Thoughts recently where I thought it was just a great interview and talked about his excitement for the upcoming season. What's your excitement level for this upcoming season, knowing you've got a lot of the key pieces back, but some pretty nice changes as well?
Yeah, it's always exciting, you know, a lot of turnover this summer, and, you know, we lost some big names and added some big names back, so, you know, I think we're a better team, I think we're more competitive, and, you know, it's nice, you know, having the same two goalies back, because mm-hmm. It's the first time we've had that in a while. It felt like my job for, you know, last few summers was always finding one or two guys, so to have that relationship between, you know, Dan and Jacob and, you know, have that consistency in the pipes, I think helps a lot too.
What is their relationship like?
It's been good, you know, they push each other, you know, Dan being a young guy, you know, learns a lot from Jacob, and you can see a lot of Jacob's game in Dan's now, so, you know, it's a great guy for him to learn from and for Jacob to mentor, and it's exciting to watch, you know, a young guy grow like that.
How much are you chatting with them over the course of the off season, or is that a Jason LaBarbera thing at this point? Has your role kind of changed with the new title the last couple seasons?
Yeah, you don't want those guys having too many voices, so, you know, during the year, if I see something, I'll talk to Jason about it, and we'll bounce stuff off each other, you know, kind of a sounding board, and I do the same thing with our development goalie coach, who's also new this year. But in the off season, you know, that's Jason's job. You know, I'll check in with him once in a while, but he's, you know, giving them stuff to work on and, you know, keeping in touch with them. But, you know, it's kind of a team system there.
Mackenzie Weegar is one of the key additions on the blue line. You got to be excited every time the blue line gets a little bit more stouter in a Daryl Sutter system, no less.
Yeah, you know, he's an exciting player to watch and had an outstanding year last year. So I think our goalies are happy anytime you add an elite guy back there on the blue line. And so, yeah, it's exciting for what we have between the pipes and on the blue line and what we've added up front.
Can I ask, Jacob had such an amazing year last year. Do you kind of, as he goes into the off season this year, say, hey, do whatever you did last year? Just that seemed to work.
Yeah, you know, he set the bar high now. So it's hard because the first year he came in, obviously, it was that difficult year of a Canadian division. It wasn't a normal season. So it usually takes a guy, you know, a little bit to get adjusted to a new team, a new system, new coaches, and you definitely saw that this year. You know, Jason's done a great job with him, and, you know, he was just so consistent all year long, and when Dan had to step in, you know, he did a great job to, you know, let Jacob have his rest, and you could tell when he came back after, you know, a game off, he was, you know, kind of rejuvenated and ready to go, and you need that in that tandem.
I'm intrigued just to how you kind of evaluated the postseason. If we could look back for a moment, just because I thought Markstrom was one of the best goaltenders in the first round of the postseason. In the second round, there were struggles, and I honestly felt like he took a lot more of the brunt than was maybe deservedly so. You lost Chris Tanev. Things just really opened up. It seemed like the style completely changed for the team. Did you see it in a similar sense?
Yeah, and I think his play got overshadowed in that first round just because of how well Ottinger was playing. But, you know, Jacob was outstanding and big reason we got through those seven games. And I think that series probably took a little bit of tear on the whole team, and, you know, it was a grind that whole series. And you know, going up against Edmonton, obviously losing Tanev was, you know, a big loss. And, you know, just how well Edmonton's power play is and having those two top players, you know, I think if we were to do it over again, I think we'd have some better success.
Wanted to just as well, it's got the Penticton Young Stars Tournament coming up this weekend. We were just kind of joking about it off the air. Dustin Wolf going back, fresh off goalie of the year in the AHL, but he's going to Young Stars and Penticton. Funny because this is still his first time going.
Yeah, I think it was canceled for 1 year, and then we went through all the COVID stuff where it didn't happen. And, you know, we look at it as a situation where, you know, he's only played one full season, and we have 8 preseason games in the NHL, but if you look at that, you know, Jacob's going to want, you know, close to 3, and Dan Vladar needs his games too, and so it's a good way to get Dustin, you know, 1 or 2 games in Penticton, just so he can go through his routine and, you know, get ready for the season that way in case he doesn't get too much in the NHL preseason.
When you're out in the world just living your day-to-day life in Calgary, I mean, do you get asked every day about Dustin? Because I feel like it's all anyone talks about on Flames Twitter some of the time.
It is. It started since we drafted him, and he just keeps proving people wrong. They keep saying, after junior, can he do it at the pro level? And I said, 100%. He's such a smart kid. He's totally driven, and I think, you know, slipping that late in the draft has pushed him, you know, even harder and harder. He just wants to, you know, prove everybody wrong. So he's just a special kid and goaltender, and, you know, he's an elite talent. He's just, you know, considered in today's NHL, you know, undersized, but he keeps, you know, proving the doubters wrong.
You're not the first person I've heard reference his intelligence. Is that sort of what sets him apart a little bit?
Big time, yeah. And as a smaller goalie, you know, you have to have that elite hockey sense, and he does, you know, just the way he processes the game and reads the play and reads the shot release. You know, there's not many like him out there.
I was intrigued. What was your role in kind of scouting Dustin Wolf when he was drafted? What was that process like?
That was more, honestly, our scouts at that time. Yeah. I had a lesser role being involved in drafting that at that time. Only the last year here we really got involved. But I remember he sent me a couple names, and Dustin Wolf was on that list. And, you know, I had people that were at the USA development camp that year and just said, you know, he was as good or better than Spencer Knight that summer. And I just remember when we picked him, just texting Todd Button saying that's a heck of a pick there. Is the kid's gonna be something?
So. And there were some. I know a lot of people kind of would look at it and say, well, he played in Everett and the system they had there that helped him so much. Did you feel the same way, or was it just kind of helping what was already just pure raw talent?
No, you know, there were years in Everett where they were just a solid defensive team, and you know the goalie wouldn't get a lot of work, but. Watching Dustin that year, you know, he was the backbone of that team. You know, they're a little bit younger, and just the numbers he put up there and how consistent he was playing as many games as he did, you know, was super impressive for him.
Daniil Chechulev is the other goaltender that's going to be at the prospects camp. What can you tell us about him? He had a pretty solid last season.
Yeah, you know, he was in the East Coast Hockey League last year because we wanted him playing a lot of games, and he saw a lot of rubber, and but it was good for him. You know, last year was a little bit difficult for him because of visa reasons. He missed training camp. He had to go right to Kansas City and, you know, hop into it right away, you know, adjusting to North American ice and style of play. And, you know, for a young kid, he's got a lot of raw talent. He just needs time to, you know, mature and develop. And so he's going to come in and fight for a spot here with the Wranglers. And, you know, we just want him playing games. That's a big thing for him. And unfortunately, he came over for development camp this summer, and his gear went missing and was missing for about 2 months.
What?
So he can't buy a break right now. He's finally got the equipment, and he looks good on the
That's
ice.
That's brutal.
But,
like an airplane mishap? Lost in the transition?
Yeah, lost in Amsterdam somewhere. So
no.
Usually it's people who get lost in Amsterdam.
He had a development camp of working out and playing basketball.
Oh, rough. The last guy I wanted to ask you about is Arseny Segev, USHL Goalie of the Year. He also got a couple of suspensions over the course of the season. You like having that fire in your goaltender?
I do, but not to the point where he's getting 5 gamers. You know, the odd one gamer, yeah, maybe. But you know, I think it's my fault because after the first one he got for blockering someone in the head, I kind of texted him and just said, you know what, sometimes you got to stand up for yourself. And then a week later, that turned into a 5 gamer, so maybe I got to be careful what I say to him. But, you know, just a big, powerful kid, awesome character. And, you know, he was so good for that team this year, and unfortunately lost out, you know, didn't win it all in the USHL. But he's been at UConn all summer, where he's going to play this season. He was taking, you know, some English classes there just to get ready for school. And Excited to see what he's going to do. It'll be a little bit of a jump for him, but you know, he's got a lot of talent as well.
Just a little bit lost in translation in your text. I assume that's what that was.
Yeah, hopefully.
Jordan, we really appreciate the time today. How's the golf game?
Yeah, my golf game's awful. I golf once a year, and this is when I do it, and we missed this thing last year, so I'm going on 2 years.
There we go. Well, enjoy it, at least.
Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Jordan. Appreciate it. That is Jordan Sigalette, head of goaltending for the Calgary Flames. And listen, they got a deep group of goaltenders, and not just the NHL level, at the AHL, like just across the board. When you look at how deep franchises are, theirs is certainly one to keep an eye on. Our next guest, I believe it's going to probably be our final guest of the show here this morning. But what a pleasure to welcome Blake Coleman into the program. Blake, I'm going to ask you straight up. You probably weren't listening to our station on the ride to the golf course, were you?
I was not, but
I'm not going to be offended.
I was missing out, I guess.
Well, the only reason I wanted to ask is Danny was talking about how excited he was that you were coming just so he could ask you about your shoe collection.
You, at the end of season availability last year, and I literally have the photo, you were wearing these Jordan 1s, and they were so sick, and I was like, it is inappropriate to ask the guy at the end of the season, you guys are just lost. But, I mean, tell me, are you a sneaker guy?
I'm not like a aficionado or anything like that. It's kind of a funny story. That one was from my brother-in-law was trying to get my shoe game up.
Okay.
And he's the one that started buying me Jordans. So now his new thing is he gets me a new set of Jordans every year. So that was the ones from
that's amazing.
From this year.
It's also funny because your wife actually retweeted and like she doesn't follow me or anything. And I was like, only time she's ever done that. So
yeah.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, that's too funny. Yeah.
That's
is
awesome.
She the fashionista? Is she the one that makes sure your fits on lock before you leave the house?
Oh, yeah. I need all the help I can get, man. I got eyes everywhere.
Me
yeah.
too, man.
She lets me know.
How was the off season for you? What'd you get up to?
I was good. Yeah, just back in Texas, melting. It was a pretty hot summer, but we were building the house there, so we got that finished up and moved in. I don't know. We got like 3 weeks in it before we shot up north, but so that was fun. You know, a couple family vacations, birthdays, things like that. But you know, I finally had a summer to train, which was nice. It'd been a couple years, so tried to utilize it the best I could, and now we're back.
Are you a Cowboys fan?
Unfortunately, yeah. That was a tough one.
How you feeling?
Sunday night.
Vibe check. How we doing?
It's going to be just another long, painful year. It's just how it's been.
You think Dak will be back in 4 weeks?
I don't know, man. I don't know that it's going to matter either way that showing.
Yeah, what was he, 14 for 29 before he went out?
Not great.
Not great.
So were you, as a member of these Calgary Flames, kind of watching Brad Tree living wheel and deal and with the same amazement that some of us were up here?
Yeah, it was probably a little bit of the same thing everyone else was feeling early in free agency was what's going on here.
Uh-oh, what did I sign up for here?
Oh boy. And then I mean, obviously just amazing job by him, and you know, we really really like our team, and there's a lot of excitement and buzz in our room, and you know, we're all here kind of working out, skating now, so fun to get to know those guys, and like I said, the buzz around the team's been pretty awesome, even just walking around the city.
Did you know the Florida guys?
I didn't know them. I mean, I'm familiar playing against them.
Yeah.
had some wars with them, but, you know, getting to know them now, great guys, and they're going to be really big additions to our team.
How did you find out? Because for me, the Tkachuk trade broke. I was in the middle of watching Everything Everywhere All at Once, so I decided to put my phone down. I need to watch this film, and then it broke the film. I don't know what happened in the rest of it. What were you doing?
I was at a housewarming party for one of my friends with, like, 8 other people, and we did some celebratory cheersing after that. But, it was big news. I think it was pretty late in the night, too.
It was, like 9 o'clock here in Calgary.
Yeah, so 10 o'clock.
On a Friday, by the way.
Yeah, on a Friday.
I know that because I was a few beers deep myself, and I was like, I got to write.
Well,
I
think most people who cover hockey are a few beers deep late on a Friday night. Here's Brad Treliving wheeling and dealing the biggest trade of the offseason, right?
Yeah,
like, that just got to be, like, a big vote of confidence for you and your general manager.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, I would definitely give him the nod for GM of the year after that summer. I mean, he had a tough hand that he was dealt, and he, you know, he surpassed, I think, anybody's expectations for getting this group to where it is right now.
I bet those group chats were just a roller coaster of emotion all season long, hey?
Yeah, they were fun. They lit up.
I know they were
bit.
For my friend group, so and then you guys got a little bit more invested in it, I would argue.
Yeah, yeah, there was some pretty funny photos and videos. I'll leave it at that, but it was good. It was all good.
You got to be excited for the upcoming season, like you mentioned. Full off season of training, not partying, celebrating cup wins. It must have been tough for you. But how'd that go? What are you excited about as far as this upcoming season?
Yeah, it was good. Like you said, I mean, I hadn't had a summer to really get back into the place I needed to be. Like, it's a different kind of shape that you can get in when you got a few months to really work out and get after it. So I feel good. Best I've felt in a long time physically, so excited for that. Excited to kind of get a fresh start here this season with, like I said, just feeling a lot better and getting that downtime. And then you had the group that we just talked about and that excitement, and there's just a lot to really look forward to for me this year.
How's the golf game?
We're going to find out, but it's good. I play a lot. I just don't get any better. So I'll go hack it up a little bit.
What a fun game, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Put
yeah.
as many hours in and just stay the absolute same or maybe get worse.
Exactly.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate the time, Blake. I know Danny was excited about your shoes, so you probably made his day already. Enjoy the day, and we'll see you at training camp, I guess.
All right. Sounds
Thanks
good.
Awesome. Appreciate you.
There
Thanks.
You go. That's Blake Coleman. Flames forward joining us here at the Calgary Flames Celebrity Charity Golf Classic. They're lining it up today. We saw Markstrom rolling in. We saw Lindholm rolling in. Coleman's here now. Jordan Sigalet joined us for a quick chat. This has been a lot of fun. Did
he
you
was
like
great.
That chat?
That was awesome.
I could tell you were fanboying like super hard.
I mean, the guy wears
I
the
expected
shoes.
You to throw your shoes up on the table and be like, what do you think of mine?
I was sitting in with like my legs crossed in a way that I don't, just so that they sort of appeared across the table.
You were hoping he'd catch a glimpse
yeah.
and unprompted bring them up?
You know.
That's what
if
you
it
were
happened,
hoping
it,
for?
I wouldn't have been disappointed if it happened.
Greasy. Greasy. Heasy.
Otherwise, what a dude.
Yeah, great chat. And I'm excited to see what he does in the upcoming season. It's going to be a lot of fun to kind of get the boys out here and pitter-patter. New season's coming. We get Kadri, we get Coleman. Imagine if they play on a line together. That would be something. Cale McLean just rolling in, assistant coach for the Calgary Flames. This is going to be a fun day. Listen, we got just a couple more things that we got to do here because, as I mentioned, we got to take off a little bit early. We are going to have that Dave Dickinson interview coming up for you in a little bit here, but we're going to do it early. And boys back in the studio, Patty Dumas and Alex Brody, our producer and technical producer, doing a great job back in studio today and helping us keep this thing on the lines. Gents, I'm having trouble with the text line today, and I can't read any of the text. So we're going to do what you want to talk about, but I'm going to rely on the boys in the producer room to read the text. Here's the deal. Send your text 960-960. We are doing this a little bit early because we got to get out of here a little bit early, but the boys will read your text. It'll have to go through their filter, and then Danny and I will give appropriate reactions. What you want to talk about is brought to you by Calgary Lock and Safe. The hunting season gun safe sale is on now. Save up to $600 on Braun EV Series gun safes. Visit CalgaryLockAndSafe.com. What you want to talk about for Lars and the boys over at Calgary Lock and Safe, 960-960 is the number to fire in your text. And as I mentioned, we got Patty Dumas and Alex Brody, the gatekeepers
yeah.
for today's edition of What You Want to Talk About. How are we doing, Dumas? Is it a cesspool today? Do they hate us? Do they love us?
Well, you know what? There's some love. Not a lot, but there's some love.
Good. Okay.
No hate. Just
right
not
on.
a lot of activity right now. Just a quiet
okay.
morning.
Well, as long as there's no hate, we'll take no hate. No hate works for me.
This was early on, like one of the first texts we got. I believe this is directed towards Matt. Where are you? Where the heck are you a member at?
I don't like to say where I'm a member at.
Okay, there you go.
Because
people come get
they,
you.
They have not. That's a free plug, and I'm
no free ads.
Not really in the spirit of free plugs. I am a member at a course that is.
Can you say the location?
Westway okay. is off Highway 8 towards Redwood Meadows.
Figure it out, guys.
Figure it out.
Figure it out from there. Darts, guys, please. I need more. I need more than this, and I need. You can do more than this. I need something more interesting. Who was talking about darts this morning? I might have been putting together a morning report.
That was when I was saying that I was a better ping pong player than anyone on the Stampeders or possibly Flames.
That was when Danny was bragging about being good at fake sports.
And we were going through the other sort of half bar sports, half whatever. I mean, to be honest, we referenced darts once and didn't even really talk about it. So
it was a bit of a one-off.
Smoking darts or throwing darts?
No, these were throwing darts.
But like literally, it was a throwaway line. I mean, I don't know how it bothered anyone that much.
Yeah, we honestly talked a lot more about pool and table tennis, or as many people call it, ping pong.
This texter, create a new sport, table tennis while wearing snowshoes.
Think about that.
That's actually an interesting idea. I've played the outdoor table tennis before. I go to this campground in... it's kind of near Golden. It's called Infinity Solstice. He has this sports ranch, and he's got a bunch of disc golf out there. He's got a bunch of activities, actually. He's got, like, a clay tennis court. He's got a whole bunch of stuff. And he's a great dude out there. We really enjoy hanging out. He's got one of the big cement table tops for the table tennis. So you can play outside, and you can play all season long. It's great. Joining us here for a quick chat on what you want to talk about. How about this? Flames forward Tyler Toffoli. Hi, Tyler. How's it going, man? I got to turn your mic on.
We're doing good.
How are you? Doing well?
Yep.
Welcome back. When'd you get back in town?
Sunday afternoon.
How was the summer?
It was good. Can't complain.
Yeah? Just do, what was it, lake living? Did you get overseas? What were you doing?
I live in Hermosa Beach, California, so I guess ocean living, beach living.
Back from the L.A. days?
Yep.
Get down some Dodgers games? Is that your cup of tea there?
Yeah, I think I went to two or three of them.
Because isn't the pupper named Dodger?
Yep.
Love that. You must be excited for this upcoming season, hey?
Yeah, I am. I think, kind of once the plane landed, you get that feeling in your stomach, and you know you're going to see all the boys, and everyone's excited, and obviously it was a longer summer than we wanted to be playing further in the playoffs, but that's just the way it is, and I think we're all ready to get back to work.
We asked Blake Coleman, were you kind of sitting there watching Brad wheel and deal and kind of deal with some pretty tough circumstances and make the best of it? Were you watching there in kind of amazement the way the rest of us were?
Yeah, I think I enjoyed my summer a little bit more than they did. So I think they did a great job, and the guys that they brought in are very excited to be here. And like I said, met all of them Monday and yesterday, and I think today is going to be a fun day, and try and get together with all the boys on the weekend and start building that chemistry and bring it on the ice.
We were talking to Blake, and he was telling us he was at a housewarming party when the Tkachuk trade broke, because it was like 9 o'clock on a Friday. I guess for you it would have been a little bit earlier on a Friday, but what were you up to? Are you probably a little surprised? That was a late night.
I think I can't remember. I think for some reason I think I was driving, and when I looked at my phone I saw it, and I called Luch right away, and I was like, this is some crazy stuff happening, and we chatted about it, and obviously Tree did some great work.
Is Luch the guy you go to for all the inside information?
Luch, I got a little group chat with a couple of the older guys on the team. I can't tell you who.
Okay.
Sorry, my inside scoops.
That's going to be like one of my jobs for the rest of the season, is trying to figure out who's in the vets group.
Is Luch like sharing memes and gifs?
Oh, yeah. We send some stupid stuff to each other.
You got to be excited with some of the additions, though. Nazem Kadri, that's fun. Jonathan Huberto, there's some open spots in the top six on the wing for sure. Like, you got to be excited about the opportunity and what your role is going to be.
Yeah, like you said, there's some new guys coming in, and obviously with Nas, I've played against him in junior, played against him for many years now in the NHL, and what he's going to bring. And with Hubie and Weegs, they're coming off a great season in Florida, and I think they're hungry. They got a little taste of it in the playoffs the past couple of years, and we're ready to push for it.
Man, I know you got to get ready for this golf tournament, so I'm not going to keep you any longer than that. You got to go swing them. Thanks for taking a little bit of time today. Golf awesome. Game's good?
It's not bad. I don't want to talk it up too much and not play well. Just gonna jinx myself.
There you go. Enjoy it, man.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
There you go. That's Tyler Toffoli, Flames forward, joining us here on Sportsnet 960 The Fan at the Flames charity, the Calgary Flames Celebrity Charity Golf Classic.
That was a nice surprise.
That was a great surprise. Patty, you got time for like two more texts.
Yeah, okay. We'll just try and die this. Yeah, right,
oh, Brad Treliving is here. Right on. I saw Yan Kuznetsov hanging out. Ooh. Dan Wadar was here.
Oh, God. What's your hacky
Peter
sack
Handler?
Record?
What's your hacky sack record?
I'm not very good at hacky sack, guys.
My Danny's the guy who sits on the outside of the circle and just hacks darts. And never really contributes. He just like kicks it in, boots it over everyone's head, and ends a good rally.
The reality
that,
is
that is Danny Austin.
I am technically from the son of an Argentine, and I would have loved to have been good at soccer, hacky, anything with my feet. I'm not.
Being a bit of a stoner in grade 12. I played probably too much hacky sack.
Well, the hack circles in high school were key. Like, I remember mine big time.
Yep, big time. Hacky sack made a comeback when I was in high school. We would play in the parking lot. We would play.
They kicked us
lunch.
Out of the church parking lot because we were right beside, because I went to St. Mary's and there's the cathedral right there.
Yeah, there you go.
We did it in the parking lot of cathedral. They always kicked us out of there.
Yeah, we did it in, there was like a community that was just like being built, like all the houses were in frames, and we would go into a cul-de-sac and play there with like four cars all blaring our music and just causing trouble on a Friday when half of us were of age and half of us were not.
We had very different grade 12 years.
Remember to follow your local laws when you're drinking, though.
And last one, did Sutter show up or is he still on the tractor?
We have not seen Daryl Sutter.
Have not seen Daryl Sutter, and I don't believe he is on the list as far as celebrities. Yeah, took the option.
They got work to do.
Let me see here. I don't believe he's on the list, though. I know that General Manager Brad Treliving is here, and he's going to speak to the media. I don't think he's actually participating, but he's going to speak to the media today at the dinner event. But no, it does not look like we're going to see an appearance for Daryl Sutter today.
I mean, that video the Flames put out with him on the ranch did make it sound like he's very busy getting the ranch ready for him to be able to come and coach.
Yeah, I mean, harvest is coming up, right?
Well, he said it in the video. Like, for him, he has to do all his harvesting on Labor Day, whereas everybody else gets to do it way later in the season.
Exactly.
So that's the way the cookie crumbles. Yeah, exactly. Oh, man, there's a lot of Flames players here. There's going to be some disappointed people when I join their group as a celebrity. My goodness. Listen, we got an interview coming up for you next that we did a little bit earlier on, but that'll do it for us at the Calgary Flames Celebrity Charity Golf Classic presented by Scotiabank. Been a really fun tournament and a really fun day. The tournament is one of the prime fundraisers for the Calgary Flames Foundation, which does so much good. Over $50 million has been invested into Southern Alberta communities since its inception, and over $5 million was donated to Southern Alberta charities through the Flames Foundation programming during the 2020-21 season. So onwards and upwards for the Flames Foundation. Thanks so much to Patty Dumas and Alex Brody for producing the show. Danny, appreciate you as well. You were great today.
I appreciate you, Maddie.
You also look like a golfer, so good job on that. And to all of our guests today, Dave Dickinson, Kevin Webster, Jordan Sigalette, Tyler Toffoli, Blake Coleman. Am I missing anybody?
Was it a pack show?
I don't think I'm missing anybody.
I don't think we are.
I think that was it. So that'll do it. Hey, we'll chat with you tomorrow. Blair and Barker coming up at 9 o'clock as well. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.